So, Gmail accounts. This is going to be the part one of four to make it bite size. The first element of this is going to be to do with the parents. The parents need to be on board right from the get-go. We didn't do it straight away, and we got a little bit of a backlash from the parents, although they do see the great advantages of it right now, and they understand that the children had email accounts to start with. Only about three in the whole school didn't, and only one set of parents had any sort of problems, but only because they already had a Mac account, and it was a family sort of Mac account to start with. So the parents, show the parents how this works and how they can use their Gmail accounts. Even if they're tech savvy and they have Gmail accounts already, then they can go and make another account and they can go and forward all email that goes into that account straight to them. And the beauty of this is that they can become owners of their children's websites. The children will add you, the parents, and the teachers as owners. There are three areas in the website: owners, viewers, collaborators. We only use the two areas to start with, which is owners and viewers. And so parents can then see that all changes to their children's site will be automatically emailed to them, and they can see work in progress, which, now that it's happening, it's taken a long time purely because we didn't open it up straight away. It would be a lot quicker if the parents have the Gmail account to start with and they can see the progression of the work, and the parents absolutely love it now. So, parents, they need to be involved. They need to be brought up to speed as to what's happening with Gmail accounts and how this Gmail suite of applications benefits the children, benefits them. Some of the parents don't want anything to do with technology, which is quite sad, but they need to be forced, and they need to have a parent buddy so that they can talk to them and share the ideas. That's it in a nutshell, really, for parents. Alongside that are class teachers. Class teachers, with all respect to them, are similar to parents. If they're shown this tool, they will take it on. But they see this thing, a few of them see this thing as, you know, just another thing to learn about and to use when they don't really need to use it every single day. And that's quite true. They don't need to use it every single day, but the teachers now are realizing that they don't have to get their assistant to go and photocopy so many pieces of paper. They don't need so much home school interaction in their books, because they can go and put it onto their site, and all changes that are on their site automatically then go to the parents. And the parents see the comments, the parents see the changes, the parents see the homework that's emailed out, because the teachers can, you know, BCC them into that, or they can put the homework onto the class teachers page in their Gmail site, and the teacher can then upload it to the site, and all the children can then go to that site. They can go and get all the work, put it onto their site in their class homework page, and because they go and put it on their class homework page, it just all links up. That's the good thing about it. The other side of it is that when the teachers make their Gmail account, that they too can use the thing called filters that you're going to have to do in a moment. I'm going to come to that in part four. They need to add filters to their Gmail, because what will happen is that the teachers then, while they're doing it now, is they're getting all the school mail into their school Gmail, and it's a one-stop place now. Teachers, parents, all together, a little bit of training. It took 20 minutes for the whole of year 5 and year 6 for me to show them in assembly time, and the parents, they can be sent a link in the letter and invite them in in a coffee morning or an after school event. It'll take half an hour, maybe an hour. Allow them to make a Gmail account, make a little video. Everything's great. That's it. That's the end of parents and teachers.